duties, and intent being to help direct officers of the United States Executive carry out their delegated duties as well as the normal operations of the federal government. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal again from office. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution, either in clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation of power by Congress to the president. And again, America, you are those that delegate to Congress. Therefore, if the executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then it's simply null and void, period. There is no judicial interpretation, no compromise, nor debate. Why? It is because neither this nor any other administration has the power nor the authority to act out of their scope of authority.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are over the hump. 6 days. We're now into the seventh day of the Minnesota State Fair. We are at the bottom floor of the grandstand, east end, three rows in. Come down and say hello. Please do. For all the traveling that we have done to come to see you, please repay. Recompense us in a righteous sense, friends, because we need the encouragement down there. The attendance record for the Minnesota State Fair is second to none. It's like the worst I've ever seen it. And I suspect that people are just getting sick and tired of being gouged. Here, let me tell you this and kind of show you how this works. So the Minnesota State Fair, they need vendors. That's those that, you know, rent the booths and just kind of promote what they're promoting. We're promoting the gospel, right? That's what we do because we're a ministry. Well, they charge you for a really super small booth, a couple thousand dollars for 12 days just to have the opportunity to sell your product. We're selling the truth, right? Buy the truth and sell it not. Well, in the process of that, they keep raising those prices. Then they have a little Gestapo walk around, and then they check everything on your booth to make sure that the state gets their taxes, even from a ministry, in the face of IRS Publication 557. Well, churches are non-taxable, period, right? But they want to make sure that they get theirs. Even for their vendors, what they do, friends, is they make you pay $19 for a ticket. For every time that we come into the state fair, we have to buy a ticket just for the opportunity to reach the people in the state of Minnesota. Oh, it doesn't stop there. It's $20 to park on top of it. On top of that, we're doing hotel rooms because it's a 3-hour round trip every single day that we do the Minnesota State Fair. Okay? That's just us. The Minnesota State Fair has lost their place. They somehow or another believe that we're there to serve them rather than them serving the people to serve the people. And I suspect, again, friends, that this is what's finally catching up to them, is people in the state of Minnesota are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Regardless, we stay there. Jesus said, occupy till I come. We're going to occupy till he comes. And the fact of the matter is, by the grace of God, we're not going anywhere. Now, I say all that so you can understand that if there's ever a time for you to want to come to the Minnesota State Fair because you want to avoid all of the people, now is the time. Let me say it again. Now is the time to come. We're on the bottom floor, east end of the grandstand, 3 rows in. Come over and say hello, okay? Just wanted to make clear you all understood as to what was going on down there. We're over the hump, day 7. We've got 5 days to go, and again, we would love to see you. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we got the brand new book out, and these are literally flying off the shelf right now, and we totally appreciate your trust. It's called Children of the Apostate. It's probably the hardest book I've written, and I'm saying that for the very purpose of putting it into perspective and holding to the word and to our testimony so I can give it to you exactly how we received it, because we, again, are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. You are not to find your faith in a man. You are to find your faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, period. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. I first reference 1 Corinthians 2:5, and then 1 Corinthians 4:20. These are now available. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. On top of that, I did not plan this. This is also another book that was written, All the Prophets That Were Pointing. Soldier of the Cross is also available, and your orders will go out tomorrow morning. I am literally dropping off and sending out orders morning and night, and on top of that, we also have a crew in South Dakota that are sending out orders as well. So again, we just want to tell you, thank you for the trust. We know why you listen to the show. We know why we are the number one radio show, now on the BBSradio.com outlets. And with that, it's because the people are sick and tired of magnifying problems. They want answers to the problems. But what I have to do as a preacher, I have to faithfully put it back in your lap and say that you are the responsible party before God to bring about the answers, Isaiah 58, verse 12. So with that, friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there. If you want to call in, please, I'm getting this number memorized now. It's 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. You get the point. Folks, there's nothing more disheartening to me when I see people that know better bring about the problem rather than the answer. Yes, that's fine. Show people what the issues are, Romans 3:20. But also strengthen the people in making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution, empowering them in Christ to deal with the issues that we see across the country. Well, we don't see that. We see from professed Christians today that they just make a little bureaucracy out of telling everybody what the problem is. They take your money and they do nothing but highlight the problems day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. That has never been us. We've always been boots on the ground. We're showing you our faith by our works, James 2:14-26, and nothing less, by bringing answers to the world. That's what Christians are called to do. They're called to bring answers to the world. And with that, I just got an email from this Christian Research Network. And I got to have this in front of your face for a moment, if you don't mind. It says, the headline, under Tim Walz, the criminal governor from Nebraska, who is a plant in the state of Minnesota, CIA plant, to destroy the state, along with Keith Ellison, who is in fact from Michigan, who, by the way, both of them, the people of the state, 5.9 million people, if you haven't heard me say it before, I'm going to say it again, they hate their guts. And no, they were not voted in by the people of the state. But going back to CRN, Christian Research Network, the headline is Under Tim Walz. I want to say something because I want you to understand right off the bat, nothing is under Tim Walz that the people don't tolerate. Tim Walz swore to uphold the law, not to tear it down. Tim Walz receives delegated authority from the people in the state of Minnesota to do the things that he's doing. But he's not doing what is delegated to him by the people. He's doing everything from an outside source, operating outside of his scope of authority and attacking the people of the state of Minnesota. But how does the CRN report it? Well, Christian Research Network says under Tim Walz, Minnesota banned Christians from teaching in public schools. I'm going to come right back in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. I'll say it one more time. 281-845-4704. Good comments. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. I just gave you the call-in number. Folks, I was just highlighting this article. I want you to see it. You know, the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He said, when you forget my law, I'll forget your children. Again, I don't believe the Lord has forgotten our children, but their parents definitely have. And that's why they're subjecting their kids to what this nonsense is reporting. This is a lack of Christianity. If you look at Malachi 2:6, what does it say? It says the law of truth is in his mouth. The law of truth is in his mouth. He's talking about the priests. We're called kings. We're called priests. We're called a peculiar people in the sight of the Most High God. We're to have the knowledge of the word of God that makes men free. John 8:32, put first before that, John 7:17. Is this what's being reported? No, they're reporting lies. Again, let me say this. This is a lack of Christianity. Under Tim Walz. No. We don't work for Timmy. Timmy works for us. Okay? He derives his just powers from the consent of we, the people. Read your documents. The American people now have been so dummied down and desensitized by these tyrants that they have completely forgotten who the right giver is. And it's not them. It's God. And you are the law. And they are your servants. That's why it's called a representative system of government. You know what comes to my aid right now is Edmund Burke when he said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. That's exactly right. That's why you're in trouble today. But can I tell you something? I've been doing what I've been doing for a long time across the country. I want you to contemplate this. Those that listen to the show every day, you know I've done a lot of high schools across the country in 25 states. If what is being reported by CRN, Christian Research Network, is true, then I'm kind of curious to know why we won 3 lawful precedents against schools that try to do otherwise and saying we couldn't. No, folks, this is what happens when you become ignorant of the law that keeps you free if you're willing to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. I hear this all the time. You know who's preaching defeatism more than the church in America? Nobody. Why? Because they're defeated. They're succumbers. They're not overcomers. Put that up against 1 John 5:2. They're not conquerors. They're weaklings. And by the way, by the look of them, I can see why the enemies are so encouraged by their lack of faith in Christ, their lack of Christianity. And let's just make clear, nobody rebuked them more than Jesus. So don't get mad at real Christians for doing the same thing that Jesus did concerning the hypocrisies of what you call out. But it applies to you too. Just so you know, I'm here to tell you this headline is completely untrue. I was doing a radio program. I believe I was out on the East Coast, and they were talking on the radio, and they were talking about how we've lost the right to do this, that, and the other thing. And I told them, I said, you didn't lose the right to do anything. You forfeited your right. I want you to listen to me carefully, Christians. Listen, you never lost the right. You never lost the right to do the things that you've always done in public schools. You know what's interesting? Not only did you not lose the right, but the bad guy does not have the right to indoctrinate kids in public schools. You, again, have the roles backwards. They don't have the right because God never gave them the right to lie, to indoctrinate, to teach them evolution, which used to be illegal up until 1968, to teach them that sodomy is okay and that two men can be with two men or another man and a woman can be with another woman. No, that flies in the face of state statute throughout the United States. They have never had the right. The problem is you have failed to be the law to stand up against them, to show them that you mean what you say under God. Proverbs 7:2 says, those that keep the commandments of the Lord, they shall live. That's what it says. But if you don't, this is what happens. You deserve what you get. Matter of fact, people, listen carefully. Scripture tells us by keeping the laws and the judgments and the statutes are our wisdom to the nations. Read the Torah. American law is premised on that. It's called common law. But I want you to listen carefully. You never lost the right. They never had the right to impose what they're imposing in the first place. You have it backwards, okay? They don't have a right to violate the law. They swore an oath. Read Numbers 30, verse 2. Read Deuteronomy 23, 23. They swore an oath, just to remind you, with their hand on the Bible, that they would uphold the law, not to tear it down. But if the American people are unaware of this, and they're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they fail to go seek the face of God to receive that knowledge that he promised to give them, again, what's going to happen is this nation's going to be turned into hell, and that's what's happening. Tim Walz should be incarcerated on the spot after impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, and held accountable for his crimes against the people of the state of Minnesota. What are the powers that are tolerated doing now? They're putting him up as a potential for vice president. See, this is what happens. You're encouraging the enemies, Americans. Same thing with Keith Ellison. He's unqualified. Both of them are unqualified. They're illegitimate. They're not the people's pick. But yet the people settle for it. And yet you talk to the people and they'll say, well, we didn't vote for him. No, nobody did. You know, I said this before and I want you to listen carefully. Where do you watch the debates? You have to watch them on television. Who hosts and mediates the debates? The useful idiots in the mainstream media. Where do you get the results of the polling that goes across your particular state or the United States? From the mainstream media that 94% of you don't believe. So at every given turn, you're going back to those that you do not believe to give you the results concerning the two puppets that they put up, which are two wings to the same bird, and you lose every single time. Do you not? Yes, you do. Let me go back to this. CRN, Christian Research Network, under Tim Walz, Minnesota banned Christians from teaching in public schools. Absolutely not. Never happened in a million years. It's not going to happen. They're not going to eradicate the Word of God, folks. It's never going to happen. The seed of the righteous will never be eradicated. Why? Because the Bible says it's never going to happen, and it never has happened in 6,000 years. And the reason that we're here today is because somebody did believe the Lord and they sacrificed themselves on so many fronts to give us what we have today. And out of gratitude, we would think within ourselves to turn around and say, thank you for what you did. I'm going to live for what you died for in the natural and in the spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:4. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I want to finish this point. You never lost the right. Students have the right to pray on public school campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to read the Bible on a public school campus. They never lost the right. Students have the right to form religious clubs on campuses. They never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes. They never lost the right. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. They never lost the right. Students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them. They never lost the right. If, despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much time people will spend in proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right thing. And here's the good news for all of you doom and gloomers. You still have the freedom to do the right thing today. What are you doing with that blood-bought freedom? I mean, if the American people would instead spend their time bringing about resolve by holding up the law against those that promulgate and disseminate these lies, because the mainstream media does not have a right to lie neither. Oh, let me say this. I know much of this is you've heard from the SPLC, and I know much of this you've heard from these other communist organizations like the ACLU and those from Freedom of Religion. No such thing. No such thing. It's like yesterday I was talking about, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. If there was no God, they would not have the right to be in this country. And if they don't like it in this country, then let's buy them a one-way ticket to their country of choice under a dictatorship, a totalitarian system of government. I said a one-way ticket and let them stay there and see how much they want to upend the Constitution. Remember, John Adams said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. They're using these organizations, these communist organizations, who are subversive to the U.S. Constitution, like those above said that I just named, to upend your Constitution. You never lost the right. Just wanted to make clear that you understand that you never lost the right. A lot of people, making my next point now, a lot of people in this country think that one of the options, another illegitimate scoundrel by the name of Donald Trump, is trying to sabotage his own campaign. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you the narcissism that's been exhibited by whatever you want to call him in just a moment. This is insane.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there. You can also watch us on social media platforms live and throughout the day and night, morning, whatever the case might be, and or before it's news.com. Folks, I want to remind you, we have the phone lines back up, 281-845-4704, better than what we had before. 281-845-4704. I notice people comment all day long. We would love to hear what you have to say about the topics in which we're covering. Add to, take away, if you want to contend, whatever the case might be. Come at your own peril, okay? Again, I want to get back and I wanted to highlight some of these things that are going on right now. You know, one of the things that we have observed is, you know, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I want to say this. You have 325.9 billion people, million people in this country, and foreign countries are saying to Americans with a question mark, is this the best that you have? In other words, like the Lord who sends prophets from other countries to warn us in America, because we've been so immersed and saturated in propaganda coming from the mainstream media, he has to take somebody from the outside, give them a word of the Lord, and bring him into the country to tell you what you're not paying attention to. In other words, friends, I was talking to a friend of mine from Florida today, and he told me that he was talking to some people from Zurich, Switzerland. And the question was proposed to my friend in Florida, is that the best that you have? It's embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah, it's not the best that we have here in America. It's what the American people tolerate to come from controlled opposition, to come from the Mockingbird media under the CIA's control. They're the ones trying to legitimize them because they want to dummy people down. One of the things that Benito Mussolini said is, scoundrels are easier to control. Well, that's exactly what you've been given. And I'll get to that more in just a moment. I want you to see this. Did you see another mockery here? Trump claims if Jesus was the vote counter, he would win California. Why would he make reference to Jesus like that? That's dangerous business, mister. Just want to let you know that you're playing a dangerous game. One foot in hell already, and the other still in earth because of the Lord's mercy to bestow another opportunity for you to take another breath. And what do? You mock the Lord. Isn't that crazy? It's insane what the American people tolerate. Did you see this? If it wasn't after the alleged assassination attempt, remember when Trump was asked about his assassination and the attempt and how the AR-15, they always have to use the AR because that's what they're zeroing in on, right? As if to suggest the AR is the problem, not the person pulling the trigger. But what's interesting to know, I mean, as if to suggest the act is far apart from the actor, right? No, that just doesn't exist. But they want you to believe it exists, okay? But what's absolutely amazing is I played the video last week of Donald Trump being questioned about his ear and why he didn't have a Band-Aid over it anymore. He said, I heal quickly, grabs the top of his ear, and he calls it a lobe. Okay, outside of that, he's got to be the quickest healer known to mankind. Because that AR-15, if you ever shot a watermelon, it completely explodes the watermelon, that bullet will. Because of the velocity, the speed. But remember he had, just a couple days after the alleged assassination attempt, do you remember he was already selling t-shirts with his hand up in the air and it said fight, fight on the tenor shoes? It's amazing how quick they got those made, isn't it? Yeah, it truly is. Did you see this now? He's a marketer, friends, for those that don't know, but here's another one for you. Trump is now launching a new 99 NFT digital trading card showing him dancing wearing superhero suit. Remember what I was talking about just a couple minutes ago, and I said that many people believe that he is basically sabotaging his own presidential race, if you want to call it that. Wow. Well, we're in it, aren't we? I'm going to go ahead and take Nicholas from Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So I got two things. First thing would be for all the listeners, if they're not familiar with Uniform Commercial Code, that is pretty important in our legal system. Be something to touch up on. And for the retirees, I'd like to request that they go in and sit into their courts and watch how cases go down, because it will you'll see the difference in how the courts treat people when you're in there sitting in the back corner of the courtroom and just observing, because they don't have anybody observe them anymore, so it gives them free rein to go and do whatever they feel.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Now make it applicable to what we're talking about, please.
It's really hard to kind of I kind of just called in. I haven't really been watching for too long.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
All right. I appreciate the phone call. Totally appreciate it. If you want to call in, I just had another phone call. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Wanted to highlight this. I wanted to just kind of cover a couple things. Again, did you see this, folks? You wondering why children are being trafficked? Homeland Security official, an unconstitutional agency, busted in Craigslist ad child porn sting. Oh, hundreds of employees at Disney, SeaWorld, Universal have been busted for being a part of a child porn sting. So have FBI agents, you know, those guys that are being used to append child porn to their political opposition to accuse them of a crime that they're not guilty of. Oh, they've been busted several times, too. Oh, that's pretty crazy, isn't it, Bradley? No, it's not. It goes further than that, because this is what is behind what's going on in this country. We were told long ago. We were given all the warnings, all the signs of what was going on in D.C. concerning your said representatives and the crimes that they were responsible for through conspiracy of silence, through the Franklin cover-up case. Even Watergate was a front for a pedophile ring cover-up inside of federal government in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you're aware of that, but now you are. This is nothing new. This is why they're trying to make a prey of your children. This is why we had Brian Bender from the Boston Globe on. Under criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Hussein Obama's criminal tenure as the said president of a corporate America, put that up against 1871, back in his time, which I believe was in 2012, if I am right. If I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected on that. But I do want to say that during an investigation, an ICE investigation, they found that the Defense Department of the United States found that, again, through an ICE investigation, that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America were downloading child pornography. Remember when I said scoundrels are easier to control? That's right. They're extorted men. And don't think that they're exceptional. No, they're an exception to the rule. No, it's the same thing for the likes of a Matt Gaetz, who was a part of a child trafficking scheme. His buddy goes to prison. He doesn't. Why? Because he's extorted. He's told what to do. They sell him to the people as one of the guys that's going to fight for the American people, not realizing, like Albert Pike rightly said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. And yet, what have they done? What have those, hey, Americans, got a question for you. What have all of those heroes that have been put up by the mainstream media, where have they brought forth justice? One, just tell me. Just one, and I will forever hold my peace. 281-845-4704. One person that has brought forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked. I just want one. No, I want to show you what's going on. Here's Senator Cotton, just to give you an idea as to what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, this is grilling after grilling after grilling after grilling. All the issues concerning illegal immigration. Where's the justice? All of you that get mad at me because you don't like Bradley hurting your feelings by yelling a little bit, by getting worked up a little bit. I wonder what that's like to live a life of ease where you don't have to sacrifice anything. If your heart was in it, you would probably be here, or you'd probably have your own radio show yelling yourself. And the Lord judges nations for just that, for not laying it to heart. But I want you to watch this. This is another grilling coming from one of the heroes that has been delivered up. But I beg the question, where's the justice? That's all it is. And that's all they are a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics that do nothing but talk. Here, check this out for yourself.
Listen. You rolled out a new phone app called CBP One, an app for a cell phone. I've got a picture of it behind me here. This phone app allows, and I'm going to quote from your own fact sheet, it allows, and I quote, non-citizens without appropriate documents for admission to schedule an appointment to come to the border. They can now go on their phone and schedule a time to come to the border and then be admitted. And you identified seven separate border points of entry where they could come. Five of them in Texas,
they're putting
two of them
apps
in California,
on
one
phones
in Arizona. It's like a concierge service for illegal immigrants.
Okay.
My question is, you didn't think the border crisis was bad enough that now we're going to have an app that allows illegals to schedule their appointments and come and be admitted to this country?
Okay, so folks, here again, here's Senator Cotton, another hero for you, talking about a phone app that's been placed on the phones by a certain company, setting up a concierge service for illegals to come in. They're told where to go, who's going to pick them up, so on and so forth. Well, I asked you the question before, and I'm going to say it again. What, our representative government has a right to do the wrong thing, but they don't have a command and a mandate to wrong or to right the wrongs? They're supposed to right the wrongs, not the other way around. Just want to make clear. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Barbara calling from Bakersfield, California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Barbara?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm interested in what movement Liberty of Sons is pushing. I see so many different movements out there. Sovereign, national, our government, restarting a new government with a different elite system. I just want to know, Russell J. Gold, I've heard a lot. I'm just trying to see where you guys
sit. Yeah. First of all, it's the Sons of Liberty, number one. They were responsible. Sons of Liberty were John Hancock. The list goes on. James Otis. Yeah, John Adams, Samuel Adams. Again, the list goes on with our forefathers who were, in many cases, signers of the Declaration of Independence that fought for our independence. They had something called the Correspondence of Committee or Committee of Correspondence in 1772. And what they did is they kept the 13 colonies aware of what was going on concerning the corrupt king across the pond that they were no longer going to put up with. And if you read the Declaration of Independence, you're going to find that 75% of the Declaration of Independence is, again, what our forefathers did not put up with. They threw off corruption. They're the ones that came up with what we have on coffee cups. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, making reference to Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. I'm merely, Barbara, educating people to where they came from, because if they don't know where they came from, they don't know where they're going.
Right.
That help?
Right. It helps. My father had the Constitution and the Bill of Rights put up for us to see, and I questioned him once and said, Dad, how come we keep getting all these new rules when we're supposed to only go by these?
Exactly.
Yeah. He didn't have an answer for me.
Yeah. I can tell you, Barbara. Can I tell you that before you hang up?
If you're
sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies, then get back to God's 10 commandments. Because he never lowered the law. And if you want to establish who we are, we don't need to make new laws. We just need good men in office to enforce the ones that we already have and overthrowing the unconstitutional policies, which undermine the Constitution. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, John Glenn, he was one of the guys that said he went to the moon. If that was the case, I wish he would have stayed there. But he's the one that said if we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, he was a senator. If we had to follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. So you are spot on. You are exactly right.
Oh, I got that from my father, and I didn't grow up religious. I had a Jehovah's Witness mother and a Pentecostal father, so I never really went to church.
Okay.
And they have passed in the last 4 years. I have come to God. I believe he's there. I believe he's there for us, and Psalms 91 is awesome. So I just want to say I'm learning a lot.
So am I.
I've seen all these different movements since 2020 that's opened my eyes to not only Donald J. Trump, which everybody's idolizing.
Yeah.
Do you know who Kevin Hoyt is? Is he part of this?
No.
Liberty?
No. Really, here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Andrew Jackson said that,
okay.
Right? So that's who we are.
Okay.
We're merely giving people answers as to who we are rather than what the mainstream media wants you to believe that we are. And it's propaganda.
So how do we,
go ahead.
How do we come together with, I know there's God, and I know that our rights are inalienable or whatever.
Yep, inalienable. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
And that we are not supposed to have all this stuff forced on us. We are living living people, not humans.
That's understood.
So how does everybody get together to understand? I mean, you've got a show.
Yep.
I don't know if you've got other shows along with the Sons of Liberty that are out there.
Yep. We have a morning show. Yep. With Tim Brown.
Okay.
Yep.
So
but the difference is,
how do we get the world?
Can I say something, Barbara, without you? I don't want people to think I'm being arrogant or cocky, because I'm not at all. I'm just confident. There may be a 10,000 shows out there, but I can tell you the difference between them and us. We're right. And the reason we're right is because we're not giving you our opinion. We're just merely making reference to our foundations and what it is that our forefathers established under God. And that's what's important here. There's too many people giving their opinion. We don't want opinions. We want answers. And the answer always falls back to the lap of the American people, as you just said, under God. And when we come under God again, that's what's going to unify us. It's also going to expose our enemies. And the truth always does that. And that's what we try to do our best to do here at the Sons of Liberty.
I'm just trying to see when and how these people like me wake up to what has been going on.
Yep, no, and that's awesome. And I don't mean to cut you off. I guess I'm just a radio show host, and I just don't want.
I love
want...
you.
Yeah,
have
hey, listen, hey, listen, Barbara. I got see this right here. Are you watching me on screen right now, or are you just? How are you listening?
I had it on one. I had it on a screen, but I didn't see you talking to me, so I might have it on an old one.
Okay, do me a favor. Give the screener. His name is Don. He's a super cool guy. Go ahead and give him your address, and I'm going to send you one of these, and it does everything I just told you. And if you find error in anything I'm showing you, then just throw it in the garbage and never talk to me again.
Oh, no. And are you the gentleman, Brad?
Yes.
Are you different?
No, that's
okay,
me.
Okay, Brad.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Perfect then. Yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank
totally.
You.
Yep. Totally.
I'm actually glad I got a number I could call into and ask somebody.
And that's why. Nobody hey, Don. That. There you have it. I'm just talking to Don, the screener, right now. There you have it. If it's just for Barbara, it was all well worth it. And I'm so happy that you called in. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and Don's going to pick up and get your address, and I'm going to send this off to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, by the way, guys, I know some people are saying we got a phone call earlier from Colorado asking when your stuff's going to be there. Your orders literally go out the very next day. Sometimes they go out the same day. Yesterday when we got the orders come in, we filled them and we sent them out the very same day. You're promised by the USPS 3 to 5 days, okay? If it doesn't show up within 3 to 5 days, you need to call them and ask them why that is, because those that are ordering are paying for that service, and they need to get their money back if they're not delivering on time the way that they promised to do so on our dime, okay? We see that when orders go out, at least that's what I see, every time they go out, they're out within 2 to 3 days. Sometimes people get them the very next day. California, 2 days, we've seen it. East Coast, 2 days, 3 days, whatever the case is. So worry not. I'll double check on all the orders today. There's a whole mess of them right now, but I will make sure that they are all out. But I can tell you on a firsthand basis that I was the one that sent them out yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon and again this morning. That's how many are coming in. And the reason we're doing that right now is because people are actually receiving the new book called Children of the Apostate, okay? And they are now available, and your orders will go out tomorrow morning if you order today. Just wanted to make clear. Cool? Okay, let's get back to this. Thank you for the phone call. As I always promise, friends, that when you call in the show, I want to make sure that you understand this is about you. Again, pro or con, if you want to contend, Jude 3 and 4, that's totally cool. But see, when I sit back and I get phone calls like that from Barbara and others that we've had call in before, I'm so glad I called. You know, I'm trying to figure out what direction to go. I want to find God. I want to be the guy that points the finger to the Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. John 1:29. And the way we do that is like what I just did here. Let me send you a comic book because it does. Hey, by the way, for those that didn't know, it's not just my testimony done by Danny Bulinati, an artist for DC Comics and Marvel Comics. It's second to none. But no, it's educational all the way through. And at the very back of it, there is actually a test after you go through. And I got the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution on the back. And there's also a video series that goes along with this. So it's not that we're just throwing stuff at people. No, we are tearing it down and we are building them back up. And I just thank God for the opportunity in doing so. Okay. My war is fantastic. It's second to none, but it has everything in this along with my war, which is available to you guys on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? Again, I just want to make clear that you understand that we are not just throwing people to the side, but nope, we are raising them up, and we are letting the Holy Ghost do his job, because he's the author and the finisher of your faith, period. Okay? And if he's the author, he'll also be the finisher. Hebrews 12:2, under Christ. Okay, so I wanted to hit a couple more things. Do want to show you this really quick. A lot of people, as I said just a couple minutes ago, believe that Donald Trump is purposely sabotaging his own presidential candidacy. We'll see what happens. Again, remember, there's 1,250 other presidential candidates that you haven't heard a word from, as if to suggest that these are legitimate. No, in fact, they are not in any sense of the word. They're two wings to the same bird, and you got to wake up as to what's going on. On the other side of that, you have Maoist Tim Walz, a criminal from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Kamala Harris, a criminal from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, okay? She's saying that I will use an executive order to end the Second Amendment. I'm here to tell you right now, Kamala Harris, here's the answer that you're looking for, Barbara. No, you won't. Because you don't have the authority to do that. Kamala Harris said that she will use an executive order, in antithetical order, to undermine the Second Amendment. She said she would do it through an executive order. We're going to pick it up again tomorrow on that thought. Love you by what we do. First